News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Does secondhand shopping rival fast fashion when it comes to overconsumption? And are platforms like Vinted and Depop exacerbating the problem? I'm joined now by Chloe Hamilton, journalist who recently revealed her guilt about buying secondhand clothes, but too much of them. Good morning to you, Chloe. We talk a lot about buying vintage and buying secondhand, and there's nearly something semi-virtuous about buying it. But you say this is not too dissimilar from fast fashion.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge fan of secondhand shopping. I love Vinted. I love charity shops. I love looking for bargains and things that I wouldn't normally find in regular shops. But I have found myself, I think, over consuming secondhand stuff. So going to charity shops a lot, scouring Vinted late at night. And I kind of excuse it because, well, it's only £2 or it's £5 here and there. And actually, it's better than buying new. But I'm not sure that for me, it is always better than that. I think I have been guilty, or I am guilty sometimes, of over consuming secondhand stuff because I just think to myself, well, it's sustainable, it's better for the environment, it's cheaper. It would be going to landfill, so I might as well have it in my room, in my house, my wardrobe. But actually, my wardrobe now is piled high with stuff. And I don't know I don't think I need it. But I have sort of been, I'm being kind of encouraged to spend. By sort of secondhand influencers sometimes. I note as well that Vinted sometimes sends me a little prompt saying, oh, you know, you liked this item, do you want to put an offer in? I think I mentioned in the article as well that Depop now offers Klarna, so a kind of buy now, pay later service, again, kind of encouraging people to spend money they don't necessarily have. And I think we think, well, it's secondhand, so it's okay. But actually, I'm questioning whether maybe it is not okay.
This stuff already exists, and even if you weren't buying it, it would still be there. And as you rightly say, it keeps it out of landfill. It's not additional stuff being made. So why is overconsuming a problem in its own right when it's part of a circular economy?
Well, I mean, certainly I can only speak from my personal experience, but for me personally, if I'm overconsuming, for example, cardigans, I look at my cardigans in the wardrobe and think, oh, I haven't got any cardigans, I don't know what to wear because I have too many of them. There's too much choice. I get kind of choice paralysis. So for me personally, I think that actually too much stuff can make me feel anxious, can make me feel overwhelmed, can make me feel a bit grubby and a bit icky. It doesn't make me feel good. Okay. In the way that I think maybe shopping used to make me feel good. You know, I used to get like kind of dopamine hit, which I still get sometimes, but then it's quickly short-lived. And then I feel like, oh, I've just got another thing to add to the pile of stuff that I don't need.
That's really interesting, your reaction to, because I get that feeling too. If I eat too much or drink too much, or if I watch really crap soaps or something, I start to feel my life is going down the pan. In the same way, if I'm scrolling for a long time on social media or something, I get a weird vibe, sort of an instinctive sense I'm doing something bad for me. So are you kind of saying you get that when you do this?
Yeah, absolutely. And I really want to stress, I'm certainly more pro shopping secondhand than I am shopping in kind of fast fashion places like Shein and stuff like that. I'm really anti that. I'm not condoning that at all. I do wonder whether the cheaper prices of secondhand shopping makes it easier for me to buy more of it, because,
well, it's kind of guilt-free, isn't it?
Yeah, and also
less guilt.
There's no financial barrier to it because I can afford, you know, £5 here and there. Whereas if you know, I was being asked to spend £30, I would stop and think and maybe would be more conscious about what I was buying.
Okay. And do you think, I mean, have you had much feedback on the article? Because there's a lot of people who are sort of semi-zealots, kind of religious almost about shopping vintage and sanctimonious about it. So pushing back on this, have you had a pushback on your pushback?
Yeah, some people have said, you know, like you did, like, well, it's a circular system, so actually it's not going anywhere else, so you're not doing anyone any harm. I think previously, and maybe sometimes I still am one of those people that's like, oh, this old thing, yeah, I just got this on Vinted or just got it from a charity shop. But I'm a preacher. Like, I love shopping secondhand. So maybe this is my opportunity to stop and pause and think, you know, do I actually need that dress, whether it comes from Topshop, ASOS, Cancer Research, you know, do I need it? And I'm just trying to be more conscious of what I'm buying, whether that's secondhand or whether that's new.
And that is Chloe Hamilton there, journalist. Thank you very much for joining us. But let us know out there this morning, what do you think? Is she right? Is it just all another form of overconsumption? Love to hear your views.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.